Senior Story, The Potter's Climb, Chapter 3, The Secret. Forming clay pots came easy for Kisma. She seemed to possess a natural ability which Saint-Pierre was eager to develop. "Practice grasping the lump of clay with cupped hands as you turn the wheel with your foot," instructed Saint-Pierre as he turned his attention toward Evita. He placed his hands over hers, guiding them through the correct motions. "Gradually slide your hands upward, shaping the clay as it lengthens, like this." This was the third lump of clay she had been given today as she struggled to form it into something resembling a pot. The first two looked like weary workmen with heads bent forward to the ground after a day of hard labor.
"You make it look so easy," sighed Evita. "What's the secret?"
The master fixed his gaze upon the girl's dark, pleading eyes. Her longing to learn was beyond question.
"Easy always walks in the shadow of hard. Otherwise it cannot exist."
He took the third misshapen lump and tossed it back into the bucket. Evita wanted to cry.
"Come along, Evita."
The master grasped her hand and led her down a short, well-worn dirt path to the base of Mount Amek.
"Time for a break. All children need exercise, and climbing is one of the best forms."
Evita's face lit up when she saw a series of rope ladders attached to the steep mountainside. Without hesitation, she sprinted ahead and firmly grasped the lowest rope, pulling herself upward. When she reached about 20 feet, she turned and shouted,
"I can see all the children down at Lower River."
Her stocky, strong build and flexibility allowed her to scale the ropes with ease. When she misplaced her foot and slipped a bit, she held tight with her hands and kept right on. After about 30 minutes, she trotted back and sat on the ground next to Saint-Pierre.
"Ah, well done, my dear," clapped Saint-Pierre. "You make it look so easy. What's your secret? Please do tell."
Evita laughed. Now she understood. "When I was 3, my father hung a series of rope swings for me. He made me hold on to the shortest one for as long as I could, always pointing to a higher mark on the rope. He helped me at first, but then let me hang alone. I remember sliding down and burning my hands so badly they blistered. But I kept working at it until I was able to climb them all by myself, every single one of them. And now it's easy." When they returned to the workshop, Evita once again took her seat at the potter's wheel. She was determined to use the secret to make this craft as easy as her rope climbing, even if it took years.